Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Long Island Republican Congressman Peter King says he won't seek re-election next year after 14 terms in Congress. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is following that story. Marla, has Congressman King said why he's not running for another term?
Well, his answer was that there's a season for everything, and now is the time for him to step down. He says he wants to spend more time with his family and will continue to live in Seaford. He's a New York native and spent 50 years out on Long Island. And while he is socially conservative in what is now becoming a democratically leaning district, he often reached across the aisle for the good of New York, helping funnel billions to Long Island and to Manhattan after 9/11, and then he got billions for Superstorm Sandy. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tweeted today that King is principled and he never let others push him away from his principles. He considers him a personal friend and he will be missed.
Pete King is 75 years old. Is his health okay?
He says his health and the health of his wife is excellent. And he just really was tired of the grind of spending 4 days a week down in Washington and not seeing his family a whole lot. So he says that, you know, he is not retiring, not putting his feet up, that he will work somehow in politics, doesn't know how, but that, you know, he is in great health and hopes to enjoy his time with his family.
His last reelection was one of his closest ever, 6 percentage points was the margin. Has he expressed concerns that perhaps he wouldn't be able to hold on to that seat?
He didn't. He said he was well prepared for a fight. He said it probably would be an uphill fight, but he had already raised $1 million in their internal polling. Showed that he was a strong favorite to win the seat. He is one of 20 House Republicans who have announced that they'll step down at the end of next year. Maybe some of those are hoping to avoid having to answer for President Trump as they campaign or having him at the top of the ticket. But King said he called the president on Sunday to tell him the news. The president asked if he'd reconsider. But King said that he will not vote for impeachment and that he will support the president in his reelection bid in 2020.
You have been talking with political experts. Do they expect New York's 2nd District on Long Island to stay red, or could it flip Democratic?
Well, it's really up in the air, according to Larry Levy. He's a dean at Hofstra University and a former Newsday political columnist. He says the race for the seat will be highly competitive. He expects that it will be watched by the nation and that millions of dollars will be spent. Suffolk Democratic chairman and Babylon Town supervisor Rick Schaefer has been very politically effective, according to Levy, and well-regarded in the district. And so Levy says he will be the kingmaker for the Democrats. On the Republican side, King's daughter, Erin King Schaefer, was widely considered to run for her father's seat, but she recently left her position as a Hempstead town councilwoman and moved to North Carolina, where her husband took a new job. King did say that that move was very high on his reasons for retiring, and it's possible he may try to talk her into coming back and running for his seat.
All right. Thank you, Marla. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.